The following podcast is a member of the Pokecasters Network. Pokecasters Network, supporting Pokemon content creators, their shows, and the community of Pokemon fans. To find out more, check out PokecastersNetwork.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook.
I must send out Potts the Milsery and use aromatic mist on the clothes so they don't smell awful.
All right. You do that, and instantly you hear an alarm.
Molly.
Just grab one.
Are you returning Milsery, like, right now?
Yeah. As soon as I hear the alarm, I'm like, oh, crud.
Return Milsery, and you turn and look, and there's four of these people looking right at you. And one of them says, hey! They didn't turn in all their Pokemon.
I'm like immediately like turning on Polly and being like, what the fuck?
Thunder crashes more.
Hey,
outside.
This is the one that the unconscious guard outside gave me. I don't know what you're talking about.
Roll Guile.
My 1d6 Guile.
There is no help for this.
Oh, this is a 1d2.
Oh, it's a one?
Yeah.
Yeah. More people are coming down the stairs. Thunder crashes more and more, and you start to hear screams coming from outside.
What? Question, can I hear... What noise is the scream like? What's the sound like?
One of the screams sounds very familiar to you.
Oh god, no.
It sounds like a, kind of like a half-tiger, half-electricity type of roar.
Ah, perfect.
That can be.
And you also, well, you don't hear Reggie scream. You do hear the other guy. But you hear several of them as these people that have turned on Polly and the rest of you, they're a little distracted, so you can try and run back out. If you so choose.
Fuck, what do we do?
They have Raikou.
Okay. Let's grab a hoodie and go.
Hold on. Okay.
I'm grabbing a hoodie and going.
Oh, okay, I guess... I had an idea, but...
Patrick, can we please beat?
Wait, please what?
No, I'm not mad at you, trust me. I'm mad at the other one. Points back.
Assuming you're mad. You just went Katri. Can we? And you didn't see.
Yeah, yes, they have Entei. No, they have Raikou.
Oh. Okay, that is a serious thing. Fuck. Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's what that damn thunder is.
Oh. Okay, Scott, question for you. Did any of us successfully grab the sweaters before everyone kind of, like, turned to look?
I think you did.
Okay, cool.
You seem to be okay with it.
Yeah, I didn't care. Okay, So what's the situation then? Some people will turn to look at us, other people are, like a group of, like, members are coming towards us.
The alarm is sounding. You hear a lot of humans screaming outside.
Yeah.
You hear one large Raikou roaring outside. And a lot of the people that were facing all of you, they're more focused on that roaring and they're running downstairs.
Wait, the boing's downstairs?
Yeah, oh, wait, roaring is downstairs.
Oh. I say we go down there. We go down there.
Okay.
We get our disguises and go?
You guys get disguises. I'm going to get my crew. I'm making my way down.
Alright. Let's do it while they're still nice.
Does Wannabe the only one going downstairs?
Somebody go with Wannabe. Somebody stick with... Polly, you stick with me.
Yeah,
Wannabe, you go with Glint and the corpse that we're carrying with us.
Glint and corpse, go with Wannabe. Maybe the catch and got this.
I think I should probably be the one going upstairs. I don't know if any of you know how to hack into the computer.
Okay, so Glint, you and me go upstairs. Polly, you go with Wannabe.
I'll come downstairs.
And I guess the corpse is also coming with us because Glint's carrying it.
Yeah, I can keep holding it. It'll work. Okay. He's got that jolt pick. It'll work as backup.
Okay, cool.
Alright, so...
I can be the muscle.
You don your disguises, and Glint just kind of like... taps on the screen for the stairs a few times, and you three go up the stairs. Downstairs, however... Actually, I think as you're going up the stairs, there is a window that you can look out. If you so choose. Ooh,
pretty colors and flashing lights.
Wannabe, you and Holly, or Polly, make it downstairs, and you see Raikou with somebody on his back. Somebody that, if Katri was downstairs, she would have recognized. But, Katri, looking out the window, you see an old friend of yours from Blackthorn City riding
that
on the back
bitch.
Of Raikou. You see Ginny.
Oh, okay.
And, Wannabe, you hear, hey, Calvary's here. Wannabe, that's you, right?
That
health mission.
This is health mission. I'm just going to give him a look like not now, and just make my way like trying to make my stealth skill. Trying to make myself.
All right, I guess roll stealth then, as she's pointing at you and saying you're Wannabe, right?
Okay, fuck it. I just yell out, "This is a stealth mission. What the fuck?
Why would you shout?"
Okay. I assume that you're Wannabe, then here, this is yours, and she throws a Pokeball towards you.
My eyes widen as I see the Pokeball and I catch it. No fucking way.
Yeah, Glint called and said that someone needed to go around and get back up. I was hiding out in the Whirl Islands and stumbled upon this one. And she's riding on this roaring half-electric... Like, at this point, the Raikou is in his electric, like, form. And he's roaring, Ginny's hair is on end, and thunder is crashing down left and right all over. And, Ginny just says, yeah, I ran around, I brought backup.
That you did.
No. Hey, our guests, you can unmute now. Alright, so, let's go down the line.
Oh wait, that's me.
Yeah, let's go down the line. What are you doing?
I think, Lysanne is... floating in the air, like throwing rocks at people. The magic.
Yeah. Do you have any of your Pokemon out doing anything, or
just
literally chucking rocks?
I would have Ophelia around my neck, like a lei, because that's just what she do.
That's your comfy.
And I'm just going to be chucking a heal of telekinesis.
Alright, so you're trying to distract these creatures, these grunts. as lightning is crashing around as this Raikou roars in the middle of the bridge. And they're freaking out pretty obviously. What's the next person doing?
So I come riding in on the back of a massive Typhlosion who is currently just erupting fire and flaming debris out of the back of its neck, and is a second, slightly different looking Typhlosion also currently erupting, causing immense havoc around all of the grunts.
And you're doing this as you're running towards this bridge.
Yeah.
And as you get to the other side, you can see that there's a large just horde of these grunts on the other side of the bridge coming towards Sprout Tower. There's only a few of them on the side that you all are at now, and they seem to be getting pretty incapacitated. And then what's the next person doing?
So, sorry, I had a bit of an ADHD moment and zoned out. What the hell's going on?
All right, so you as Michael are coming in as reinforcements to show up and help out the trainers as they infiltrate Sprout Tower. Right now you're describing how you show up.
Dope. So if we've got Smash players in here, you know Snake Upbe?
Oh my fucking god.
That's beautiful.
So with the bright with the helicopter Magnezone, like grabbing it like Snake Upbe, spraying water everywhere with the cannons and shit.
So we got one that's chucking rocks, one that's starting fires, and one that's putting them out. And then, as all of this happens, you all start to feel, well, all of you except for Michael, because, well, and Lysanne, because you two are up in the air, but the rest of you, the earth shakes, and you can see this little tunnel from below ground. As it starts to move closer and closer and closer to Sprout Tower, and once it gets to the other side of the bridge, the tunnel opens, and you see this, like, mossy blue Nidoqueen just crash up into the air, and on the back of this Nidoqueen is Jean-Luc. As the Nidoqueen comes back down, the bridge collapses. A fissure appears between one side of the bridge and the other. Water rushes in behind that. And he turns, says,
"Liz and I will handle this trash."
Alright.
So, yeah, that scene just unfolded before Wannabe and Polly, as Katri is looking out the window. Glint's kind of, like, looking over your shoulder, like, "Man, I'm missing something cool, aren't I?"
Yeah.
Pax, and I guess at this point you wake up.
You're still being, like, held on the shoulder, trying to, like, look over.
And you're hearing a lot of thunder crackling and a lot of screams going on outside.
Oh, no. That doesn't sound like a good morning to me.
Yeah, no, it's not a good morning. I don't know why you fell asleep at the very beginning of this, but we made it through somehow. We got busted because one of your friends decided to let out a Pokemon to make some hoodies smell good.
Oh, Polly, why would she do that?
But yeah, we gotta keep going upstairs. I know we're missing some cool shit down there, but we gotta keep going.
We have a job to do.
Oh no.
By God, we're going to do it.
We gotta focus up.
Mm-hmm.
And the three of you, Paxson, are you still on Glint's shoulder?
Now being conscious, we probably start moving on our own now.
Okay.
I'll thank them for the ride, though.
Alright, you let yourself off of Glint's shoulders, and the three of you run upstairs, further and further up. Wannabe, Polly, you see all of these gym leaders that you've fought recently, except for one that you haven't. You see them all on the side of the bridge that you're on, and you see on the other end, there's dozens, maybe even hundreds of Revolution members, and they're all like, they're all trying to wade their way across this chasm, this river. And gym leaders, what do? Are you still chucking rocks, Lysanne, or did you finally touch ground?
I will not touch ground, just because I like having immunity to ground types. So I'm going to send out Jabberwocky.
That's your Dredagon, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Do you send it out on their side or your side?
He can hang on our side.
Alright, so you send out Jabberwocky, who stands at the edge of this the small island that you've managed to make, this last bastion for yourselves. What's the next person doing?
Wait a minute, so I'm a little confused. So are the more grunts farther from Sprout Tower, and we're like at Sprout Tower with like...
Yes, you're at Sprout Tower, and you can see that there's a bunch of grunts that are trying to come across the little river that used to be bridged by a bridge.
Okay.
They're wading their way through, and at some point there's gonna be a lot of people here. I assume you're just gonna have your Typhlosions just standing there at the ready.
Yeah, I'm gonna get off of the back of my Typhlosion and like in a fighting stance, and have the normal Typhlosion ready for a lava plume.
All right, and how about Michael? Are you still up B snaking? Snake up being, or?
I'm probably gonna get off, I guess let go at this point. I can't imagine I don't think a magnet zone's that big. Can't imagine it can handle too much weight for terribly long. I'll be ready to shoot off some hydro pumps, some moon blasts. I feel a little creative.
And then next to Michael is Jean-Luc with the very large Nidoqueen. Wannabe, Polly, at this point, pretty sure you feel like they got this. Especially since there's a Raikou that's just standing there, kind of like, now at this point, just pawing at some of the grunts that have fallen to the ground. Just like, are we playing still?
Raikou? I just yelled out. Raikou, you hear me?
Oh, yeah, what's up, buddy?
One, love to have you here, you man, too. Don't try to electrocute everyone in the water. I don't want people to see that. Don't want it to happen.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't do that. That would hurt all the Pokemon in there, too.
Oh, true. Good point. Oh, well, we're going to go climb the tower, kick some ass. You guys have fun.
Mother Moth says hi, by the way. We did save her.
I give him a thumbs up. That's my fucking friend. Later. All
right. Yeah, get up there. Do what you need to do. We'll hold down the fort. And Raikou joins the fray, standing there just, like, ready. Actually, no, he sits down next to Michael and just starts licking his paw.
Whoa.
And wannabe Polly, I assume you start running up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before I run up, I get all the gym leaders. And I'm like, thanks for the help, besties. I must bid you adieu now. But have fun. Have fun.
I look down towards my the guy who's in my regiment.
You
are a disgrace to the war we fought against. And help the powers that we try to defeat. Good luck.
You say that, but you're a rocket.
No, I never fucking was. And then I start running.
What's with the uniform, then?
A friend with a really damn good disguise.
Lame. And he starts to, like, pass out.
Oh no.
Give him a middle finger, begin running.
You start running. You're a little bit behind Katri, Pax, and Glenn. Speaking of, the three of you, after all of this, you make it to the top surprisingly quickly.
Oh.
Seems like there was only, like, one additional floor of security checkpoints, and at that point it was kind of empty because...
Yeah.
Oh, hey, giant electric tiger.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
You make it to the top. You see that one of the pneumatic tubes that one of the grunts was talking about is just sitting there precariously over this big mound of Pokeballs.
Oh, God. Can I roll perception to see if I see one with duct tape?
Thank God with duct tape.
Yeah, go on ahead, roll perception. It's not going to be a high DC. Don't roll a 2.
I have 3d6, so I don't think I can roll a 2. I rolled an 8.
Roll a 2. Okay. You do see the duct tape covered one. If Paxton wants to roll, you can.
Yeah, let's...
You might see something different.
Yes, 3d6. Boop, boop, boop. We got an 11.
That's higher than what Katri rolled, right? Katri rolled an 8?
Yeah, I got an 8.
Okay. Paxton, you start looking around, and you see one that has a drawing of an Azurill on it.
Azurill.
Can you do anything with that?
Kinda. I'm trying to figure what that means. Is there like a role to the cipher that?
I mean, you can always just open it.
Yeah, we'll open it up.
You open up this this Pokeball, and out comes an Azumarill, and it recognizes you. It gives you a little worried look, and you roll intuition, I guess.
Okay. Wait, is this Leslie's?
Roll intuition.
Oh boy. That's a 3.
You think it's yours now?
Oh no. Okay. I guess I'll try to show it along to safety, I suppose.
Alright. Do you just, like, return it and hold on to the Pokeball?
Yeah. Well, we'll take it with us for now.
Katri, if you want to notice him doing that, you can roll perception, I guess.
Okay. I got an 11 this time.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
But you also know that that Leslie did have an Azumarill. And y'all didn't encounter too many in your journey. So there's only a few that would recognize Pax.
Oh no. Poor Leslie.
While this is going on, Glint is at this computer at the central pillar at the top. And he's typing away at it. It's taking him a couple minutes, and he's saying, "Okay, I think I just sent the correct signal for return. I mean, Blimp shouldn't be flying out in this weather anyway, so it should be returning at this point. You got a couple minutes, I guess, if you want to watch the festivities." At that point, Wannabe, Polly, you make it up to the top.
Oh, sorry. Big steps. Hey, guys. Raikou and the gym leaders here, back, giving us backup.
Yeah, we saw out the window.
Cool.
Yeah, they totally scouted that. You can
continue to see it out.
Also, Peach is back, and I hold up, you see me holding Peach like a giant teddy bear.
Stuff is getting crazy out here.
And, Thunder continues to crash as as you all see this large, round object starting to move slowly towards what appears to be, like, the mouth of this tower. Like, this tower resembles a Bellsprout, and the top of it is literally the head of the Bellsprout. And this blimp is starting to make its way into the mouth, which the imagery for that is completely wrong. If you don't like it, at me and I'll ignore it. And it takes a while of this, and while this is going on, you all continue to watch as swarm or like wave after wave of these grunts keep coming across the lake. And every time some of them start to surface, they get pushed back by these gym leaders' Pokemon. Until, after a while, a good, like, two-thirds of them just turn tail and leave.
Oh, wow.
By the time they leave, this blimp has started to surface. Well, dock, I guess, is the term. It docks, the door opens, and Wannabe, since you're there, roll perception.
That's not a good sign for his mental health, but okay. That's going to be that's a nat 12.
Know exactly who runs out of this blimp.
I know.
You see spiky white hair.
Oh.
A scar over one eye. This old man is wearing this camouflage raincoat over camo pants, and he looks at you with a crazed look in his eyes, and he does not recognize you. And he just says, They made me do it. They made me do it. They wouldn't give me back my Pokemon, David. They made me do it. Why did they make me do it? Why did I do it?
Internet search. What do you... Made you do what?
Bring him back.
Bring what back? Like, where is he? Is he on, like, the blimp, or is he on the ground with us?
He's pacing back and forth in front of all of you.
Oh, well, I'm coming up to him, grabbing his shoulders. What are you talking about, you old bastard? What'd they make you bring you back?
He lifts up an old wrinkly finger and he points. And wannabe, leaving this blimp, you can see Charles. But he's not dressed the way he was last time you saw him.
Like the dead guy, Charles?
The dead guy, Charles. He's not dressed the way he was the last time you saw him. He's wearing a long cloak. His hair is slicked back into three different points, and he lifts up his arms and says, "Just who I wanted to see. Wannabe, old friend. It's good to see you. So good to be out of that mine."
That's just you, son of a bitch.
And I think that's where we're gonna call it.
Interesting. ...
So, not sure how Nintendo brought back someone from the fucking dead, but Getsis is not back in a humanoid body. This is good. Well,
excuse me?
Yeah. So, for the listeners, I want to say thanks for tuning in. This has been a roller coaster. This has been a lot. And I'm very happy that you all were here for it.
This motherfucker took a corpse of a kid and came back. No, having God Pokemon powers is enough. He wants to be a basic as human. Okay. No way.
You'll find out any reasons why you did that next session. I want to give a very, very special thanks to our guests, Kane, Eli, and JCP. Huge shout out to you all for being able to come in at such very short notice. I really appreciate you all, because I literally had this idea like a couple days ago. Thanks to Mars, Steph, Margo, and Tyrus for being the normal players in this. Thanks to Mars for waking up halfway through this.
It keeps happening.
It's okay. Hopefully I get to a point where we can actually try and run this earlier. But if not, it is what it is.
I'd be down to run this earlier.
Yeah.
Well, depending on how much earlier, that'd be great, because then, you know, I'd be able to go to those Smash Locals on Thursdays that I want to. Kind of heat.
Yeah. Again, mucho apreciado to all of you. You're all great.
You know it.
This was actually surprisingly short.
Yeah.
Just expecting it to go like another half hour at least.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe I should have been a lot more detailed in stuff that was happening, but whatever.
It's fine. There's gonna be a shorter one, yeah. And then the next one could be a longer one.
Yeah, the next one's gonna be a lot of battles.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some good content.
Yeah, I'm gonna hate it. But yeah, like that, this was great. I appreciate all of you. I am very surprised that having 7 people in one session wasn't complete chaos.
I mean, a lot of us were like muting. I feel like I was muting myself a lot more than I normally would for this.
I appreciate it because, like, an hour before this, I was freaking out. Like, oh God, what did I just decide to do? Why am I doing this? The hell did I sign myself up for?
Don't worry, you can rely on me to be very quiet at all times.
JCP and being quiet, name a more iconic duo.
Yeah.
I can. JCP and being a meanie-ass at Mario Kart 8 Deluxe for the Switch.
Listen, that was just not my fault. I don't know what to say.
As we said, you have to blame Mars.
Oh wait, no, it's Mars' fault. My bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm gonna go on ahead and call it here.
Thanks for watching, everyone.
Talk about our impressions on Pokemon Flintstones and Pokemon Jetsons.
You know, George Jetson was born like 4 days ago. Like, canonically was born 4 days ago. That's
really fucking
nuts.
George Jetson. Where's our flying cars?
I can't wait until we meet Jane, his wife.
I love Jane, his wife.
Katri is looking out the window. Glint's kind of like looking over your shoulder like, man, I'm missing something cool, aren't I?
Yep, you are. Yeah. But this is cooler, and I open up the Pokeball real quick. Is it who I think it is?
Yeah.
Bro,
Pew!
You're not even with us. How are you responding to this, man?
Oh, I don't know why. I thought you guys like really close. Sorry about that.
No, we're in a different stairwell.
And they're like 2 floors like above us.
Yeah, he's like looking over Katri's shoulder, trying to look through the window, and